local radio Queensland.
And one of the things they were talking about in Parliament last night, you might have missed this, I don't think it's been widely talked about, but gun laws. And guns that are made on 3D printers, requiring them to have a licence, apparently the current laws wouldn't allow for that to be captured. I'm just thinking about this. There's so much hype surrounding 3D printing. But if you've seen something that comes off them, you've probably seen a blob that roughly, vaguely resembles what it's supposed to be. Well, that's all I've seen anyway. And from that standpoint, making a gun looks like it's a fair way off. Morris Michalowski is a business futurist. 3D printing is one of the things that he's very interested in. Hello, Morris.
Hello there.
What can be done with 3D printers that are available now?
Really, the mind boggles. We can print off almost any kind of an object in prototype anyway. So a 3D printer, to put it into its basics, is really just a hyped-up dot matrix printer of old. We used to have something on the screen, so we'd see an object, we'd hit the button, and it would send it off to a printer. And in the old days, it would have printed it on a flat, so we had a picture or we had words. A 3D printer, instead of printing it flat, prints it layer upon layer upon layer until it's got the finished object. So we could have, for instance, digital glass, and we could send that digital glass to a 3D printer that can frame could contain glass elements, and then we literally print that glass, and when it was finished, we could use it to drink from.
Would you be able to make something that was, I'm just wondering about the substances that are used, that was made of glass, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, the count is somewhere over 200 different elements that you can use on it, ranging from glass to ceramics to all kinds of metal. You can use it for sucrose, which is a sugar substance that they use to build scaffold for bones and other elements of the body. So there are a whole lot of things already that are in the pipeline for it. But you're absolutely right. These are early days. They're embryonic days. We shouldn't judge what it will be by what it is currently.
Why is it worth getting so excited about now then if it's obviously got room for improvement and room for refinement?
Yeah, two reasons. One, it's a new toy, and we love to talk about new toys.
Okay, yep.
I mean, that's as good as any other reason. And the other one is that it's been around actually since the 1980s. Now, what happened last year in 2013 was the original patents came out of patents and made it possible for everyone to have a crack at it. So up until last year, the only ones you could buy were the ones that had the patent, and they were all very, very expensive. We're now getting into the hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars units using that same technology. So that's the main reason it's become more talked about in the last year or so.
Food is one that's come up recently. You could make an apple out of a 3D printer. Why on earth would you want to make an apple out of a 3D printer?
I've got a Friday afternoon facetious answer, because you can.
Okay, go for it.
The answer is because you can. But truly, we can't yet print an apple as such. They're talking about it, and maybe down the track we will. They're also talking about being able to print hamburgers or beef, and we're much closer to doing that, believe it or not. There was a trial on that late last year.
Well, you can go a little bit of a low blow, but you could say it might even taste better than the real thing that you get from some of the fast food.
Yeah, well, it did, and it cost $250,000.
Okay, so
Sergey Brinks, the Google dude, who's a vegan, put the money behind it. And it's quite extraordinary technology. And we're told within 5 or 10 years we may in fact be printing beef and hamburgers just like that. So, look, all these things are possible. We're a long way off, and 3D printers will always only be another way that we can do something. I don't think they're ever going to replace anything. So we'll be able to do printing of garments, clothes, for instance, by 3D printers. We're already doing that. So it'll be one way that we can do it.
What would you print? What sort of clothes would you print?
Yeah, so all kinds. There's actually a lot of dresses, because it's mostly female attire at this stage.
It's being used as a solid thing.
Yeah, so what they...
A drinking glass.
Absolutely. What they do is they take a scan of the person that's going to wear it. So a 3D scan, imagine sitting on or standing up and, you know, the laser's going round and round, taking a scan of them, and then they'll design the dress or whatever the garment is on the 3D image. And when it's ready, they'll send it off to a printer. Now, we're not talking about cutting or sewing or doing any of the pattern making that we talk about now. We're literally talking about layer upon layer until the finished dress is made.
You could combine a couple of ideas and make yourself a meat dress, just like Lady Gaga.
Well, you could. You absolutely could.
Obviously, that thought needs a little bit more refinement as well.
Well, I'm not going to try it on anyway, so I leave it to your listeners or you.
No, I'm not going to volunteer myself. I'll just come up with the idea. Someone else can follow it through. Morris, thanks very much for a couple of ideas and a bit of an update on where things are up to with 3D printing this afternoon.
Our pleasure.
Morris Michalowski, who's a business futurist, and this is ABC Local Radio Queensland.